This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here. Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. It's appreciated. We are keeping our eye on college football, and this is nice. I'm actually like chilling out in my office right now, just talking a little top 25 college football and occasionally some other stuff that goes out. And I really like this addition to House of L, even though it's really, you know, it's me just talking about football in another capacity. But I love watching college football. And this weekend, I got a bit of a treat watching college football because I was able to watch it with my dad. And my dad's not super sportsy. He's a retired college professor. And I would say that he's probably more excited about things that I've done academically than professionally in the sports world. But my mom was out of town, and all the boys, me, my brother, my nephew, we kind of took turns like hanging out with my dad. Didn't want him to feel lonely. And I said, well, what do you think about watching the Alabama game on Saturday? And he was all for it. He got up early, and we sat and we watched the Alabama game, and I was trying to explain to him what Tuscaloosa is like and how Tuscaloosa, I think the population of Tuscaloosa is like 120,000 people, but on game day, they get 100,000 people in the stadium, in Bryant-Denny Stadium. And so I was talking to him about college football and why people are so passionate about it. And for me, being someone who never had a real connection to college football, I loved Michigan because I wanted to go there. I've told that story before. I loved Florida State. I was never going to Florida State, but I loved Florida State. But there wasn't a team that was really mine until I was in my 40s, you know, and then I get Alabama, and now that's my team for the rest of my life. And so I was talking to him about that, and then we watched the game. And Alabama played a really strong game against Wisconsin. Like Wisconsin under Luke Fickell got to kind of figure out what it is that they want to be when they grow up, because I'm not sure that they have a real direction. And watching them just play against Bama the last 2 years, and these haven't been great Bama teams. And last year and this year, they have rolled Wisconsin. Absolutely rolled them. But the experience of watching an Alabama game with my dad was pretty awesome. And then after the game was over, I mean, it was over pretty quick. Like, Alabama had control of that game very quickly. And then after that, I said, hey, well, do you want to watch this next game? Because I'm really excited about this next game, Georgia versus Tennessee. And so it was the same thing, like kind of explaining, my dad's family is from Tennessee, the other side of the state, though. Oh, yes, technically that's not right. They're from the middle of the state. But I was talking to him about Georgia and Alabama and Tennessee and being in Knoxville and what's that like. And he just kind of marveled at all of like the pomp and circumstance around it. And then we got into the football. I expect both Georgia and Tennessee to be in the college football playoff. That game was absolutely epic. And watching it play out in over, it took forever. You know, my parents live about 40 miles away, and I left their house, I think, at halftime. And it was so late when the game ended that I was like, should I even get dinner at this point? But yeah, I think Georgia and Tennessee are going to be in the college football playoff. You know what? I was thinking about it like while watching games this past weekend. I don't think there's going to be an undefeated team in the college football playoff. I don't think anyone's going to make it. I think that everyone's going to lose something, and it'll be interesting. Maybe Ohio State, but even Ohio State to me, I think they're pretty good, but I think that they could lose a game. You know what I'm saying? So I think that everyone will have at least one loss by the time that we get to the end of the season. But Georgia and Tennessee are both really good, and what Josh Heupel has done with that offense. And the fact, here's the crazy part about Tennessee, and I know they lost the game, but the fact that you have your starting quarterback leave under just crazy, like, and now that looks insane when you think about what's happened at UCLA since then. And poor Deshaun Foster, I feel really bad for him. He was put in a no-win situation. Someone offers you a head coaching job, even though you've only been a running backs coach. It's your alma mater. It's a major raise. Salute. What are you supposed to do? You fake it till you make it. And unfortunately, he was not going to make it. And it felt, watching him at Big Ten Media Day last year, I felt like, oh, this is a guy that's out of his depth, even though he's an NFL player and a UCLA legend. I hope that he gets another chance somewhere else. That program, though, people who I know who cover the Big Ten will tell you, that program, it's got a great name and heritage to it. It does not have a great future. Even in the fertile recruiting base of Los Angeles, that program doesn't spend enough, and it seems like it doesn't want to be anything. But anyway, Aguilar transfers over to Tennessee, and he goes out there in that offense and throws for, what, almost 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. The thing about Georgia, though, is that they're, I'm going to use my guy Charles Davis's line. They are rock-ribbed, man. They don't flinch, and Kirby has them always competitive. Now, their defense this year gave up an alarming number of points. We're not used to seeing Georgia teams give up that many points in a game, but they stayed with it, and they took Tennessee through a hell of a first punch at them in the first quarter, going up and down the field, and Georgia stayed with it. That is a testament to Kirby Smart and what he's built down there in Athens.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the bigger stories this week out of the SEC was LSU's win. And I'm going to do something that I never do. I'm going to defend Brian Kelly for a second. And just know this. I do not like Brian Kelly at all. I didn't like him when he was at Notre Dame. I don't like his fake accent down in Baton Rouge. I think the guy is an excellent coach. I also think that he is not a great guy. But people were mad at him because he went off at a reporter who was talking about the problems with LSU's offense. And I understand his frustration after them winning a game of that importance against Florida. And granted, DJ Lagway got hurt in that game. And now there's all sorts of sidebar on Florida for a second. There's a lot of stuff coming out of Gainesville. There's stuff that people don't like DJ Lagway. You've got ex-players saying that people are jealous of him. It just seems like it is bad down there. And I'm not even talking about the record. I'm talking about the program being stabilized. Last year, I talked with Alex Brown. I was at SEC Media Days. And I asked him about Billy Napier. And he's like, man, he just needs more time. And he's getting the time, and everyone thought that Lagway was the guy. And I highly recommend the Netflix doc, Any Given Saturday. And you find out a lot about Lagway. And he seems like a super likable guy, but maybe he isn't. Anyway, I understand Brian Kelly's frustration. Everyone kind of expects them to lose. And they win this game. They don't give up any points in the second half of this game. And people are talking like they lost. So I get it. But he's awful. Other SEC game of note. And it was of note because of what's going on with Arch Manning. Arch Manning against UTEP was unimpressive. And now I think people are worried that he just might not be good. This is still only, what, a handful of starts for him in his career? There's a lot of growth can still be had for Arch Manning, but it doesn't look good. Missing guys by 5 yards, throwing the ball on the ground. And I said this after week one, and I'll repeat it until it gets corrected. I don't know how you can have Eli and Peyton as your uncles, and your throwing motion is all screwed up. It's one thing if you don't have arm talent, and he does. Like, he can throw it. But I look at some of the angles which he throws the ball, and I go, how did your grandfather allow you to have that throwing motion? They are nervous in Austin, and they should be. My dark horse team is starting to not be a dark horse team anymore. Iowa State with a rollover game, although they did struggle. They're now 4-0 after beating Arkansas State. I think that team is a playoff team. I think that team is a problem. Along with teams that are a problem, Texas A&M is a problem. They're a problem. And I was sitting there Saturday night trying to figure out if they're good or they're good enough. And I think they're good. I think they're scary. I think Marcel Reed is a problem for people. And they played a great game. Notre Dame played great too. In that, you talk about something that was entertaining. That was an entertaining game. But the thing about South Bend is it doesn't matter that you went to the national championship game last year. It doesn't matter that you rallied from the loss to Northern Illinois last year. Notre Dame fans wake up and they go, we're 0-2. That doesn't make any sense. And then people start asking questions of Marcus Freeman. Let's see if he has answers. Vanderbilt, and I go back to being at SEC Media Days last year, I think Clark Lee is one of the most interesting coaches in college football. He cares about that place because he is of and from that place. And similar to what I was saying about Brett Bielema, I do think that people are going to start throwing money at Clark Lee, and I think it's going to be hard for him to say no. But it feels like he found his calling in Nashville, similarly to what Brett Bielema, I feel like, is found down in Champaign. I feel like he embodies exactly what he wants the university's football program to be. And I think Clark Lee is like that at Vanderbilt. Lenora Sellers getting hurt, that's just... Vanderbilt, I think, is as good, if not better, than most teams. And now I think where they rank 20th. Diego Pavia, if you haven't seen him play, make time for a Vanderbilt game just to watch that dude. That dude is, to go all Rudy on you, 5'0", 100 and nothing. All he is 175 pounds of courage. That guy is so fun to watch. He makes stuff happen. And it shouldn't be this way for a guy that really didn't start balling. What was he at, like the Coast Guard Academy or something crazy like that? That's where he was playing. They find him. Jerry Kill finds him at New Mexico State. He wins at Auburn while playing at New Mexico State. Then the next year he's at Vanderbilt and he beats Bama. This dude is so fun. I hope he gets votes for the Heisman. I don't need him to be invited to New York, but I hope he gets votes. Because what he has done to help make Vanderbilt football not just relevant, but good is fantastic. It was fantastic. Let me spend a few minutes or a couple minutes on Illinois. I brought up Brett Bielema. They just keep rolling on. Western Michigan, you know, blood money game, right? But shutting out a team, even when you were at a decided advantage, is still awesome. And they keep getting it done. Their defense is scary. Luke Altmyer has been phenomenal for them. They are running the ball. And their schedule, I think that their schedule allows for them to do big things. I expect them, quiet as is kept, Kurt Cignetti and what's happening down in Bloomington has been awesome. I think Illinois is going to run it up against Indiana this weekend. I really do. I know it's on the road. I know teams feel more comfortable playing at home. I think they're going to run it up on them boys. So we'll see. Good luck to them. It's been fun watching them and watching what this season has turned into for Illinois. I know there's a ton of other college football stories. I know you're like, well, wait, you didn't talk about my team. Oh, there is one more game that I want to talk about. Not Ohio State beating up the Fighting John Greenbergs of Ohio, 37-9. Ole Miss versus Arkansas. And you talk about another game that I thought was just phenomenal. They were trading haymakers all game long. And it was fun. One, you had Lane chuck a deuce at the end of an interview, which was hilarious. Him just throwing up the peace sign as he's going back to the huddle. But the game itself was amazing. You talk about having a good weekend of college football. Tony Gill has been saying, hey, Loho, when are you going to invite everyone over? And I got to pick a week, but damn it, it probably should have been this past weekend because there were just good games on from 2 o'clock on. But we'll see. I see Carson Beck is getting some love for Heisman. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Shout out to John Mateer. I think he's still doing great. But the Carson Beck thing, I am not a believer. Will I be proven wrong? Probably, because that's how stuff works. Oh, too bad about Dabo, too. Too bad about you and your team. It's good to see you guys are back to Clemsoning again. All right, I've talked enough. I will talk to you next time. Hope you're enjoying this. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Team up with excellence. Love our partnership. And I hope if you dig the College Football Pod, let us know. Like, hit me up with an email. houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. If there's a team or a player that you think I should be paying attention to or you want me talking about, I would like to do that. So hit me up and let me know. houseoflpodcast@gmail.com. I will talk to you next time. Peace.